Now time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Alice Gilmore, Access Manager from Opera North, to chat about their upcoming concert staging of Wagner's Parsifal with audio description at Leeds Grand Theatre from Wednesday the 1st of June to Friday the 10th of June. Hello Alice and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hi Toby, thanks for having me.
Before we chat about Wagner's Parsifal, for listeners who may not know about Opera North, Alice, could you maybe give me a bit of history and background to the company? Because I know you've been providing access for blind and partially sighted people for a number of years now.
Yes. Well, I mean, the company originally sort of started, I think it's 1978. It was like an offshoot in the north of English National Opera. And yes, way before my time, they've been doing audio described performances, but I've been working there since 2011. And I think it's the prioritising of access. It's just growing all the time, the amount of accessible performances we're aiming to do, and making sure that our work is accessible to everyone is increasing all the time. So every season, at least one production is audio described, signed, and we now also provide surtitles on all of our operas, even when they're sung in English. But we do perform a lot of operas in their original language. And one of the things that we also do, so we're based in Leeds and we perform mainly in Leeds Grand Theatre, but we do concert stagings in concert halls, so sometimes Leeds Town Hall, and then touring. And our touring venues for the theatrical productions are theatres, you know, where there is audio description set up. But when we do our tours of our semi-stage works in the concert halls, I've always been very aware of the fact that if you are blind or partially sighted, you can't see the surtitles. So if it is in a different language, that means it's not very accessible. So that's why I've been pushing forward to help us provide audio description for our semi-staged tours, which is what Parsifal is.
And I think many people may be aware of Wagner's Ring Cycle, but may not have heard of Parsifal. Are you able to maybe give me a little bit of synopsis about Parsifal? Because I think it sort of has knights and the Holy Grail, the Holy Spear, and of course, Parsifal himself.
Yes, you've probably given away as much as I know, Toby. I'm waiting to join into the rehearsals and really start getting into it. But it took him 20 years to write. It was his final opera. It's all very sort of allegorical. It's the legend of the Holy Grail. There is a ruler of the Kingdom of the Grail who suffers an incurable wound after losing the Holy Spear to an evil sorcerer. And then there is a prophecy that only a naive young man who has learnt compassion will be able to heal this wound. And Parsifal is that young man. And he embarks on this long quest. He has to kill a swan at some stage, and he learns something through that. He is seduced by Kundry, but he manages to spurn her advances. All sorts of, I guess the word trial or whatever. And then anyway, it all comes together at the end. I don't even fully know how the ending happens, but apparently lots of people interpret it in different ways. So there's a lot of debate that goes on about what the symbolism really is. And for me, I rather like things like that because I think it really, it makes you think of your own thing and you can come out and say to the person you saw it with, oh, I really felt it was all about this. And they might have a completely different interpretation. So I can't give you a nice clean cut story with beginning, middle and end. And it is very long. I just have to warn people of that. It's just over 5 hours. So it starts at 4 p.m, much like the Ring Cycle. But I have to say, I mean, I know Wagner can be a bit Marmite. You either like him or you're not really fond. If you like him, you've got to come along to this. If you saw any of the Ring Cycle, do come to this. It's that same incredible music that just transports you through the whole thing. And you don't even notice it's been 5 hours at the end. You get so caught up in it. I mean, I know I'm saying that as a bit of a fan, but yeah, that's what I know about the story anyway so far.
And there's some really good stuff on the Opera North website, a sort of insight into some of the sort of musical notices of the opera as well, which is really good for people like me who probably don't know much about the opera.
Well, you're right, Toby, and me too, because I did used to know a bit about The Ring because I studied it, but I'm just thinking myself, I want to do that because if you do put in that little bit of work beforehand, if you don't know it, it makes such a difference. Yeah, and they've got a lovely article with Toby Spence, who's singing the main part, and they've got snippets of music of all the most important sections. So yeah, I do recommend going to listen to those.
And for Parsifal, there'll be audio description at every performance, which is probably slightly different to what people might know from an Opera North production where there's probably just one audio described performance. How is this possible? Are you using any sort of special techniques or anything?
Well, it's kind of been my mission to, because it's in a concert hall and because it's sung in a different language, I was very aware of the fact that that did preclude, you know, it made it inaccessible. So I have trialled this before on a couple of other productions. Now, the difficulty of doing audio description in concert halls is that they don't have the equipment, most of them, nor do they have a place where an audio describer could sit, where they can view the stage, but they can't be heard. So you have to be behind glass. So I thought that the only way to get around this was to pre-record the audio description. So that's what we're doing. We've trialled it on a couple of previous productions and had great feedback from the users. We did it on Aida and Giulio Cesare. So I am literally going to be almost taking the surtitles and recording them, but summarising them. It's not going to be me chatting all the way through, so it's myself doing it. Summarising the surtitles just so there's enough information so you know who's singing to who and what they're singing about, and then describing any changes in movement, who's on or off the stage or who's doing something. Pre-record those, and then those pre-recordings on the night will be triggered literally from a laptop, and then they go out over radio waves. We have a nice mobile radio system. So because it's pre-recorded, we thought, well, we can trial it in every theatre because of that. So, yeah, it's all a bit new to us and very exciting. And we hope people come along and try it and tell us what they think.
Alice, if listeners would like to maybe find out more about Opera North and all of the upcoming audio described performances, where is the best place for people to go to find out more?
So go to the Opera North website. It's operanorth.co.uk. And click on Access at the top of the page, top right. And then go down to Access. And then you can browse down to Accessible Performances and click on Audio Describe Performances. And just to say as well, Toby, we do also always have audio introductions to all of our productions. So as long as you don't book for the opening night, because they are only written literally around as soon as the dress rehearsal has finalised the production, we write a nice script about what does it look like, what the characters, costumes, sets look like, record that, and it's up on our website literally a day or so after opening night. So if you want to come to any of our productions, you can get that visual picture beforehand, even if they don't have audio description.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Gilmore, Access Manager from Opera North, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio about Parsifal and many other fantastic audio described performances coming up later in the year.
Thanks for talking to me, Toby.